I grew up in doesn't look the same. Well, things are always changing in this ever-changing world. Some things for the better, some things it's hard to say. But when I look into this mirror and think of all that's brought me to this day, sometimes hard to bear that I've known this life is leading me
children come to this center every day.
When the floor finished, we have no electricity and no wood to make food for children. Nothing. And then we apply, just pray and ask God to help us and pull a rope for pool, and then he help us to find the people in some English people, said for us, this generator we can use every day since this time until now. Because the lighting here is terrible. The down and up, it means lots of problems.
Situated nearly 30 miles from the city of Maputo, life here is hard. As in most underprivileged countries with work hard to find, those who suffer most are the young. Since 1989, Delcy Santos has brought a sense of purpose to the lives of this growing number of children. A nutritious meal is given to the children each day. They're taught different crafts and skills. permission is also given. But what lies at the heart of all that is done here is Delphi's passion to instruct the children in Bible teaching. The development of this work has found need for over 40 positions of employment, some of which are vital to the everyday running of House of Ants.
One thing God spoke to my heart about the House of Ants is to make something for the national people through the national people. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm only foreign people here. Only. All they are national, and then in the beginning I was lonely. It's quite hard because I have to teach them in different area. But one year she came here and said to me, Delphi, she said, I don't know nothing, but I want to learn how I can solve the machine. I said, okay, you can go. And then she goes and she starts to learn about it. By the time I had other people, and then she left that year. And then I said to myself, I will invite Carlota to Canada. And then she came in and started to be my secretary here. Now she's not my secretary, she's a boss here. She knows everything about House of Ants. If I need some question, I have to ask her, because she knows about children, about work, about everything. Everything is in their hands. You know, I think God looked for her, put her in that place. I'm sure God put. And then she born again here. Yeah, she born again in the house of Anne. And she's a very, very good Christian lady. Another person who we have here is my boy, he's 20 or 19 years old now, but he came to the house of our friend, he has a young boy, maybe 12. Now, we will send him to Brazil because he's graduated to the Bible school here.
Delphi's prayer is that one day soon, House of Ants will become self-sufficient.
Since we started House of Ants, we think about how they become itself to support itself like this. We don't want every time to go ask for money. And then we start some new project. It's a baking. You sell every day 900. Loaf of bread, you know, and the bakery, we can pay the salary for the man who works in the bakery, and then every day we keep money for a tent, and then we keep some money for another expenses, and then the bakery is enough to for themselves. Yeah, okay. This is the first project we have.
In the early days, Delphi needed someone native to take the work further. Alfredo Banzima joined Delphi. Without him, much of what Delphi has achieved could not have been done.
What we do in the House of Ants, we don't import now. We do. We created everything in the House of Ants for House of Ants. And for other people. And the team was created in the House of Ants. We started with those children who, those today, as the team who go to evangelize other people.
Delphi and Alfredo organized a team of students from House of Ants to help evangelize Alfredo's hometown of Mesilla, 100 miles north. This place has its own dangers. Fifteen of these children live with Delcy in her own home, some of which have no family members at all. Her next project could be considered even bigger than House of Ants.
In my house I have 15 children. Most of them, they don't have family, no relatives. They are lonely. And then, in the house of us, we have 12 boys and 3 girls. These boys and these girls, they don't have no family. Some of them, they have grandmothers, only they are very old. And then the most important project, future project for us, is to build one house for them. We found people who can help us to help children. And then when we receive money from the sponsors, we use to buy food and clothes, then pay medicine and send it to the hospital as well. And then to buy material for the learning help that some professionals. All money we receive from sponsorship, 100% we use only of urban children. Our expenses here is approximately £6,000 a month. Sometimes I feel with my heart really break because every month. Since I'm here in Mozambique, since I start House of Ants, every month I use words to the bank and ask God to give money for us. And then I have to write a check with £6,000. And then, believe me, I was crying. And sometimes I stop to write a check and pray for all people every month. Goes to the bank and send a few money, and then I receive here to feed these children. This field means for me, sons and daughters God gave to me. I'm so proud and so happy, and I'm still inside in the hand of God, because He knows what I'm doing here in Mozambique.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
These children need our support. Atanasio came to House of Ants with severe facial disfigurement. With sponsorship support, Delcy was able to send him to Brazil for extensive surgery. He is now the House of Ants baker. Pray for Alfredo As the president of House of Ants, he carries much responsibility. Mozambique is in much darkness and confusion, but there is a real thirst for the Word of God. Alfredo is burdened to reach his people with the gospel. These men are pastors in the area of Masia, Alfredo's hometown. Their native tongue is Shangaanu. There is little in terms of books and commentaries in their language. Alfredo does his best to help them in understanding the scriptures. Prayer is so important for the employees of House of Ants. They are committed to serving the Lord here and value highly their brothers and sisters' prayer support. Particularly remember the orphanage project and the need for a full-time Christian couple to be so moved by God to love and care for these children. Pray for Simeon, one of the Bible teachers. Carlotta, Delphi's secretary and right-hand girl, she also travels as part of Alfredo's outreach team each weekend. Jean Carlos is a student of House of Ants. He would value your prayers. His father died of malaria 6 years ago. At 15 years old, he is responsible for supporting his mother and three brothers, one of which is severely, mentally and physically handicapped. Little Adelaide was born HIV positive. She suffered terribly in her early years, but many prayers have been offered for her, and she's making a good recovery. Let us thank God for this little lady with a big heart. She will be the first to confess that without God, she could do nothing. Delphi Santos. And spare a thought for this little boy. He is deaf and dumb, and Delphi very rarely sees him smile.